Hello and welcome to 60 Minutes to Midnight. And yes, it has been a while, dear listener, and we will get on to that very shortly. But I'm going to introduce two voices that I'm sure some of you have been gagging, yeah, to listen to again. First up, it's John.
Yeah. Hello. I thought we agreed we weren't doing these again. I thought that was the... Yeah.
We did. Yeah. No, we never did that.
No?
We just, it's a lot going on in there. Mm. And of course, joining John is little Gareth.
Sorry, I'm just waiting for my introduction because did you mean average height, just below average height, Gareth? Because I can...
I thought you were shocked because I didn't insult you, really, in any way, shape or form. I didn't give you like some sort of long spiel about you being a rat
definitely
or some sort of slime monster.
Mm.
Yeah, well, definitely not long.
Yeah.
Good point. Short spiel. I thought you were surprised at how just lovely a greeting that
was. No,
you know,
just,
intro
I was just
that
waiting
was,
for mine. You know, little Gareth, he can come as well if he's around. But yeah. In his absence,
yeah.
I'll step up.
Okay. 5'6" Gareth,
well,
for a man.
5'8", so don't take those 2 inches
not much better,
from
is
me,
it?
Mate. Those 2 inches are very important, and you would know all about that.
Gareth, you shouldn't be offended. It's not the size that matters. We've talked about this. Come on now.
Good.
Anyway, we're back at 11 p.m. It is 60 minutes to midnight.
Yep.
And that is a lie because it's generally not here or in the UK. But I can guarantee somewhere in the world, it probably is 60 minutes to midnight. So
don't ruin the magic.
Same. Yep. Never ruin the magic, John. Sorry. Mm. Pull back the curtain.
Yeah.
Is what they say in the industry. Yeah. 60 minutes to midnight. And what we do in this podcast is we just meet up and have a chat about what we've been watching and what we recommend that you watch.
Mm.
Yeah. So we've got some ideas. I mean, John was literally just... struggling,
just listed.
Like literally sat there going, I haven't watched anything for a
these
while.
These are the four things I've like, seen okay, in well. The last 6 months. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Well, John, because I know that you're so well prepped for this chat, not that you should have to prep for a chat, really, but why don't you kick us off with something you've been musing for a while and something that you've been texting me and Gareth for a while. Sometimes I just don't reply because, to be honest with you, you've sent
Coward.
The same message like 3 times now. Sent the same message 3 times.
Mm.
I get the picture.
Mm.
But why
I'm annoyed.
Don't you
I'm annoyed.
Tell us
I'm annoyed because I've
what's really grinding
I've,
your gears.
I've come really prepared for this podcast with a little whiskey I was going to talk about.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Look. No, go on.
Yeah.
You talk about that first.
No, talk about it, mate. Who cares?
Well,
yeah,
I noticed that you're not drinking a whiskey, Len. John, you're forgiven because it's not even
well,
the afternoon in
Gareth,
the
correct.
UK.
This is also pulling back the curtain for the listeners. I have swollen tonsils, so I don't think it's appropriate for me to be drinking whiskey at the moment. Okay,
I think that's the number one cure for swollen tonsils.
Could be. Could be.
You'd be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if that was prescribed. I'm drinking this little shitty whiskey here.
Chief's Son.
I bought Gareth that for his birthday, didn't I?
Did you actually?
I did. I've bought him a whole gift set. That's one of 3 bottles, John. Is that the sweet Pete whiskey?
No.
Gareth?
Do you know what? I decided I was going to save that one. I've gone with the standard to start
with.
Yeah,
it's a good one.
I think it makes sense.
Yeah, it's
start
all right,
standard
then.
And then... You know, the complexity afterwards. But yeah, no, very nice.
Mm. Cultured,
nice.
Yeah,
Megan what's the distillery? Where are they based?
They are based near Somerville, which isn't
far,
John.
Yeah.
Honestly, John, this is very close to where you will be moving. Yeah.
All right. Well, hold on.
So
don't announce that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Jesus.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, no, but you say that.
Is there something you want to announce?
Well, I'm going to have to, aren't I? And this will be a test of the people that actually listen to this podcast. So,
yeah,
bloody jacked my job in, haven't I? Bad enough.
Yep.
Some Sacked of them might off. Be listening, so I'll pretend that, you know, it's all gone well and there's no hard feelings. There are. I have decided that I'm sick of this country.
Yeah.
And I am. And I'm moving to Australia. And
to be with us.
I mean, that is going to be fairly imminent. So hopefully, we'll, the next time we do a Christmas podcast, which, I mean, the rate in probably which we're doing probably podcasts, Christmas. That'll probably be the next one you listen to.
Probably do it at Christmas, I reckon.
Yeah. February. Let's do it in February. I'll be over in Oz. You know, the aim is end of November, beginning of December.
And listeners, if you're wondering,
a bit of heartbreak huge news. For the UK.
If you're wondering why of all parts of the world John has chosen to come to Melbourne, it's because of us. Because he wants to be near Len and me.
So. What are 2 minute men without the third? That is the age old question.
I've always
thought there is only so much that space and time can be apart, you know. He has to move over here. obviously, you know, John referenced there are, and it's huge news for John and for us and for you, dear listener, potentially as well. That he is circumnavigating the globe to move closer to us.
No, you got that operation done ages ago, didn't you?
That's what? Part of the reason we haven't been podcasting too much is because we've got a lot going on in our personal lives and our professional lives at the moment, and there are things in the pipeline.
Don't call it that.
But we are unable to mention them at the moment because they are in their infancy. So what we're going to do in the meantime is sporadically do podcasts, these 60-minute podcasts. We'll aim for once a month, if possible. And
I'm not agreeing to that.
We'll see. When John's here, we can hopefully announce some plans. So on that note, and John's huge bombshell, John, tell me what's really grinding your gears.
One of my favourite podcasts to listen back to, and hopefully this will be one of the things that we look to do when I'm in Oz, is another road trip. And we did a March 2022. We did a road trip in Melbourne. We did a podcast, and one of the things that came up on the podcast, I was slagging off Batman because I thought it was rubbish. And you obviously, Len, you loved it, and you were sitting there in your Batman pajamas. Yeah.
Brilliant.
And Gaz was kind of like, "Yeah, it's all right." But one of the things that came up in that podcast
of the pod,
as is the way, one of the things that came up in that podcast was the MCU and where it was going. And since that pod, we've had the Multiverse of Madness. We've had
Thor: Love and Thunder.
We've had Black Panther 2. And we've had
Spider-Man
recently...
Homecoming. No,
that
Way
was
Home.
Before, wasn't it? That was end of 2021. Oh, yeah. And do you know how I know that? That's the last film I went to see at the cinema in the UK. How mental is that?
That is mental.
How busy I am. Working in soup kitchens for the homeless and things like that. You know, that's what I do.
Please, sir, could I have some more?
Yeah, I mean,
no.
They're modern day soup kitchens. I don't go back to the Victorian times.
Oh, yeah.
They're the ones that really need help, though, John. So
they do, yeah. They're living in the past, man.
True,
honestly. So
get over it.
Yeah, what's that got to do with anything? You know, I was making a pun there about, but anyway. So the most recent one,
he missed it. It's fine.
Yeah, of course he did. Yeah, was Ant-Man. Quantumania or Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. I would like to declare that the MCU is fucking dead. Honestly, they are. I've always said Ant-Man is by far the weakest of the characters. Paul Rudd is he's been,
which is ironic because he's pretty strong.
Well, there you go.
When he's a little ant.
His casting is a travesty, to be honest. I like Paul Rudd. He's got no business in the MCU. and that last film, fuck me. Like, it's just so boring. How? Like, you look at it, you look at the trailers and you see, oh, look, no, do you know what? There's some nice colours in that trailer, so don't have a go.
Is that what you got from the trailer?
It's just got no substance whatsoever. It's just rubbish.
Yeah.
Genuinely terrible.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the film. I have seen the trailer. I wasn't even wowed by the colour in the trailer, to be honest. I have no interest in ever watching that film.
It's
ever.
In on Disney Plus right now, and it's been on there for about 2 weeks. And I said to Mel, should we watch this film? And I've said to her for about 2 weeks, should we watch this film? And she said no every time. And to be honest with you, if she's not going to watch it with me, then I'm not overly fussed about it, because I think John's hit quite an interesting point there. Is like, we talked about the MCU and where's it going to go? We talked about it back then. And we said about the multiverse thing. And look, I think for what we saw, we really like Loki, the show. I actually think Loki was all right. And I'm actually excited for Loki season 2. But they needed to make the MCU more personal. And what they've done is they've made like the first 23 films insignificant by going down this route and not. And there is ways, and we'll get onto it in a bit, of doing multiverse storylines with care. Yeah. And there's ways that they make you care about those characters' universes. But the fucking Marvel one has just got out of control now. And it's messy. It's messy. And you don't care about the characters.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's too much variance. And the variance isn't, you know, well scripted enough by consistent script writers, so they've got different directors and fucking everyone dipping their toes in TV shows and movies now, that there's just too much Marvel content and it's diluted to the point of no one gives a fuck.
Yeah.
Genuinely.
I think you're giving, you know, it a bit of an out there. Like the dilution of the content and suggesting that it ruins the legacy of the old films. I don't think it does. I think they're just shit films. They're just shit standalone films. It doesn't matter. Like, I don't worry about any of the
not the old ones.
No.
The old ones are good.
Absolutely.
Up to Infinity War and Endgame. Yeah.
Endgame is where it ended. You know, I think yeah, I think that's fine.
Yeah. Fantastic ending.
I think that's fine. Yeah. Like, you can
close in
you
the
can,
title.
You can create that that kind of legitimacy of that as an ending. I don't think you need to worry about the impact it has on everything else and the interconnectivity of it all. They're just shit films. They are garbage. Like, there's no thought, there's no care, there's nothing. It's such a...
I will say, I thought the Spider-Man film we really enjoyed because it has that hit of nostalgia and we actually care about those characters. Like, we've actually seen those characters and we care about those characters through hours of television. I do agree, Doctor Strange is where it started to definitely fall apart.
Awful.
Thor Love and Thunder is an absolute travesty. And at the time...
Yeah,
at the time,
it.
I think I'd had one or two beers.
He always
I might
does
have
this,
given it
he?
A too high a score.
Yeah.
Yeah. You gave it three blueberries.
The more I think about it, it's terrible.
Ludicrous. I'm ashamed of myself.
Yeah, it's
I gave it two, and I cannot believe I gave it two. It's a zero blue film. It's awful.
Yeah. Yeah. And I have to say, I saw Black Panther 2, and people might disagree with me.
I saw Black Panther as well.
I think it's a terrible. I think it's a terrible, terrible film. I think the tributes to Chadwick Boseman are very well done.
Yeah, that was good.
Especially at the end of the film, I thought was fantastic. Like the actual last few scenes with, you know, I'm not going to say any spoilers, I thought were really beautifully done. And the start was very well done. But I have to say, this battle with the underwater people, fucking hell, what the fuck were they thinking? Honestly, what the actual fuck were they thinking? Like, it devolved into one of the worst third acts of a movie I've ever seen. Where the biggest fault I'll give Black Panther, and then we'll move off the MCU because we'll talk about something good coming out of Marvel in a minute.
No.
The biggest problem with Black Panther, the original film, was the end battle scene between Killmonger and fucking Black Panther was so CGI heavy. It was awful. Like, it was so bad. And then they've just doubled down on it on this film. Like, I mean, I don't know what you thought, John, but I actually fucking couldn't wait for the movie to be over.
Yeah, look.
They went to battle on the sea. Honestly.
I mean, the start of it is pretty good. And it's supposed to be. Like, Chadwick Boseman dying at such a young age is genuinely tragic. Fairly obvious he was going to be a big part of this new phase. So you watch it and there's clearly a connect to the real world. So in some ways, probably a little bit exploitative, but you can kind of let that go because it's under the guise of tribute. And then it just goes nowhere. And you're right, that third act is... I don't understand why everyone has to be Iron Man. You know, you got the...
I know.
Like, honestly... What they call the Dora Milaje, or they're all Iron Men now.
Yeah.
You've obviously got... Yeah.
But you've got that character.
Yeah, what's her name?
And this is rough spoilers.
Like Iron... She's like, no, not Iron. Heart or something.
Oh, Iron Heart or something, yeah. Something it's just like, silly. Fuck off. Yeah. Like, this is too
but
much.
The actress that plays her is also terrible. So it's like...
But she's only in like four scenes. And they're like,
I mean, there's a TV series all about her now. So it's... Like, well, no interest in that. They struggled with the end of that, and I can understand why. So I'll give them a pass for that, you know, because that genuinely must have been extremely difficult to put that film together.
Very hard.
In Doctor Strange, when Doctor Strange is fighting himself and they're fighting, throwing musical notes at one another, I was very close to, I have to switch this off. I think this is going to make me throw up.
That is very interesting.
Terrible.
I
know you loved it.
One of the best scenes.
I'm with Len. I liked it.
That's awful. Creative. I appreciate the creativity and the sort of like the way the music blended into combat. I thought that was very interesting. And I will say, that I think Doctor Strange has a lot of problems, and we did talk about them in the podcast. But I will say that one of the things that makes me appreciate evil Doctor Strange or whatever is the episode of What If, which is still a fantastic Marvel television series, the cartoon, where there is a whole episode about an obsessive Doctor Strange, and it's fucking amazing. And then that is the Strange that we see at the end of the film. So if you have watched some things and you have a bit of extra context, that ending is actually really good.
And look, if you watch this thing and read this magazine and then follow this Twitter thing, then actually it makes more sense. No, rubbish.
No. Yeah, well, that is the problem. It is a problem. You're asking people now, and we said this with fucking Doctor Strange, that if you hadn't watched WandaVision, you're like, what the fuck is Scarlet Witch doing? You're like, what the fuck is going on here? Like, you just, the last thing you see is Infinity fucking War, and you go to see Doctor Strange.
Infinity
like, what
fucking
the fuck?
War? That's a what if Thanos was straight like to DVD. Overly horny. Yeah. I'm going to fuck half of the people in this universe. No, Thanos. You said you were going to kill them before. What's going on here? Yeah. What did you do?
Anyway. I'll tell you the thing that made me appreciate Doctor Strange was Thor Love and Thunder.
Yeah. No, mate, wait until you watch Ant-Man.
Goats, Gareth.
Honestly.
Are there screaming goats in Ant-Man? Because that's... What sells it?
No, but I mean,
no.
The MODOK guy.
Oh, MODOK, yeah.
Hell, man. Fuck.
Have
me.
You seen the animated show MODOK, John?
No, I
Very
haven't.
Very funny.
I haven't.
Very good.
Yeah. Oh,
Gaz,
God,
isn't
terrible.
It good?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway. Enough MCU.
Anyway, let's move it's on terrible, to something positive to come out of the Marvel Universe, which is. And I've said this in our message thread, and the more I've thought about it, I'm going to go see it again this week. is the Spider-Verse animated saga, which has gone from strength to absolute strength. And we're talking, of course, about Across the Spider-Verse, the second installation of a trilogy about Miles Morales, the animated feature films. Me and Gareth went to see it, and we had an absolute brilliant time.
We had a blast.
We had a blast. It is arguably, and it's debatable whether if they nail this landing on the trilogy, fucking hell, I think it's probably the best superhero trilogy ever. It could be one of the best trilogies ever. It's that good. It is that impressive. It is special. It is a special piece of cinema. And John, I know you said you can't get down to the cinema. You have to go and see this film. You have to find a way. You have to do whatever you can to go see this in a big screen, IMAX, super screen, X screen, whatever the fuck you want to see it on, as long as it's big. And you need to just sit back and appreciate that not only is it amazing, an amazing story that handles multiverse situation very well, the animation is the best animation
you've seen all day.
Ever. Period. Period. Yeah. It's the best there's ever been. Gareth, how good is the difference in art styles during this film?
It's very, very good. And, you know, if anyone's not familiar broadly with the Spider-Verse films, if you haven't seen the first one, essentially it is a multiverse story, which we've spoken quite negatively about a lot. But this is a film that handles the multiverse beautifully, and it does it in sort of really well. First of all, in terms of the stylistic choices that they use to do this multiverse, it's incredible. Like Len says, the animation, but the animation is different with every universe that is visited.
Universe.
So, you know, a universe will be in sort of like pencil drawing style, so like you go there and then the character that we're following is in their normal like home universe style, but they're walking around this pencil drawing location, or like a Lego version.
Pastel version, comic book version,
so it's a stunning array of animation styles. But in terms of how they tell the story and how you care, it's that the multiverse issue, I think, in a lot of MCU stuff is that it just makes everybody interchangeable and expendable. Like, it doesn't fucking matter, because if somebody dies in one universe, well, who cares? There's another universe where they're the exact same person, so whatever. But here, it's like, okay, every universe has a Spider-Man, but the Spider person is different in every universe. It's not Miles Morales in every universe. It's a completely different character with a completely different background. And so losing those characters does matter. If you lose a specific one, then it's somebody that you've grown attached to, and there isn't another one that exists in that same way, which is a kind of an obvious way of handling a multiverse situation when you think about it, but it's not a way that the MCU has done to any great effect in the past.
And I think it's really interesting that, like, we've had so much Spider-Man content over the last, you know, decades now. The games on the PlayStation are fantastic. Spider-Man 2 comes out later this year. Can't fucking wait. And then you've obviously got, I think, the MCU's handling of Tom Holland, I think, are very, very good films. I like all of them. I think they make Spider-Man fun again. But there is, in my opinion, Miles Morales is the new Spider-Man. Like, a whole generation is going to grow up with him being Spider-Man, and it's fucking amazing. It breathes so much life into the character. Miles is such a complicated character as well. Like, and his relationship with other spider people, like Gareth alluded to, is honestly one of the relationships I'm fully invested in. It. I'm like edge of my seat, like waiting to see how it's gonna, you know, turn out and stuff. So, I mean, I can't praise it enough.
Just sit back.
I cannot praise that film. Sit back down. You sit
You've
down.
Been told.
over there.
He kept leaning forward, and he's, you know, Len, he's got big ears. So he kept blocking my view.
He's excited, isn't he? Very excited person.
Very excitable.
Yay!
This is the best scene I have ever seen. Oh no! Now this is. Oh, all right, mate. Come on. I was gonna make a niche. In fact, it's very niche. Comparison. Do you know what it gave me vibes of? I reckon lots of people will have heard of Streets of Rage, but just a couple of years ago, Streets of Rage 4 came out on the PlayStation.
Yeah.
And
good game.
The soundtrack and the animation and one or two of the characters are actually very similar. They gave me very similar vibes to Spider-Man.
Yeah. There's one scene in there featuring lots of spider people, and it took them 4 years to animate it, and it is a 5-minute scene.
Jesus.
Now, lazy. That is mental.
Yeah. You've done that scene yet? Yeah.
Do something else. No. So honestly, guys, if you're not into animated films and you're thinking, oh, I'm just, it's not my vibe, this is unlike anything you will ever see. It's not like a Pixar movie. It's not like an old school Disney movie. It's not like a Ghibli movie. This is a revolution that's taken place in the animation world. And there's lots of now rip-offs of the style that Into the Spider-Verse did. And now this one has taken it to a whole new level. So, John, you have to go see it, mate. Honestly, it offends me that you haven't seen it. You need to go see this, please.
I could, then I would. But there's always things that come up that I have to prioritise, unfortunately. But look, I want to see it, and I want to see Oppenheimer as well. You know, it's...
Oh, fuck yeah. Is there a rumour flying around in Oppenheimer that they let off atomic bomb? No, Ironheart, mate. Ironheart.
Yeah. What are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
I mean, they might have done, who knows?
Because I heard that Nolan said they used a real explosion because he said that CG will never be able to replicate the sort of ferocity of what they're trying to show. Now, I would be fucking fascinated to read up a bit more on that. But Oppenheimer, yeah. I mean, Oppenheimer and Barbie come out on the same day. So I don't know which one you're going to go see.
Well, I think the Barbie comes after the Oppenheimer ending, though. a classless gag there about bombing.
That is so classless.
Sorry,
mate.
Yeah, I apologise. I did hear, apparently, as part of that rumour that you were saying, that Chris Nolan was pushing to just bomb one of those little countries. He was just like, no one's going to miss it anyway.
Goodbye, Nicaragua.
But no, I'm looking forward to seeing it. Nolan, obviously, is massively against CGI. So let's see.
Yeah.
Let's see. But look, Oppenheimer, yeah. Spider-Man in one day, maybe. Maybe I'll do that.
Do it. See if you can get one day. That would be an amazing day of cinema. That
would be brilliant.
I know that Oppenheimer's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
Oppenheimer's going to be so good. Like, everything. The more I thought about it, I was kind of against him doing sort of like a biopic, a sort of historical thing. But the way that they've talked about the way that he tells it, you know, with the way that Nolan uses time in all of his fucking films, and he's got different sequences and different gradings, like black and white and colour, and it's going to be really interesting. The more I see of that film, I'm like, I need to see this right now. So I'm really excited. Something that I think, if we didn't talk about it, it would just be criminal, because it's arguably one of the best shows on TV that's just finished. And John hasn't seen it yet.
Saving it, and I am saving it.
He's been busy. He's saving it, and I'm very jealous that he has this to watch.
Do you know what? Because I feel like he's just not going to do it. He's just not going to do it. He's saying
that would
save
be mad
it for the plane, and then on the plane he'll be get stuck watching The Wiggles or whatever.
It's 40 hours of television. Yeah, it's 40 hours, John. I mean, what sort of plane are you getting?
Very slow one.
Sake.
Yeah. Succession
it's
plane.
Of course, we're talking about Succession.
He's flying via Nicaragua. Yeah.
It's smoky out there,
fucking hell. So Succession finished 2 weeks ago now, and I know John is partial to a HBO show, but me and Gareth have finished it. And I will say that Gareth, do you think, and this is no spoiler, do you think it has one of the most perfect endings to a TV show?
Oh, why are you saying that?
That you've seen? Oh, what are you saying?
I think, yeah, how do you phrase this without there being spoilers? I guess, I think I said it to you.
Yeah, go on.
But it is the pretty much the exact ending that I would have wanted, you know? I don't think there's any other way that it could have ended that would have given the satisfaction like any more. There's no more satisfaction that could have been got out of any other ending, in my opinion.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. It is, and this sound, when I say this, if you haven't watched it, you're going to think, oh, he's giving it away. It's an ending that you see coming from the very beginning, but then you just lose sight of everything. And then when it happens, it happens.
I think that's fair.
Is fascinating. But and the thing about Succession, and when you watch it, John, and for anyone who has watched it, is it's the first show I've ever watched in my life where I actively dislike every single character. There is not one fucking character in that show that has a shred of decency.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs, so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
They are all despicable, horrible, fucking money-grabbing whores and dickheads. And I cannot believe there's a show where I actually, you know, don't like anyone. And yet it's still, for me, it was my most anticipated thing every single week. I was like, oh my God, Succession, it's out now. Like, I had to watch it, like, just to hear the theme tune again, just to, you know, it's just an amazing show. And John, you need to get on that as well, you know? So can you go to the cinema and on the same day, can you watch 40 hours of Succession? Yeah.
Yes. Okay. I will do this.
You've heard the Succession theme song, though, haven't you, John?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know.
How good is it, Gaz? How good is it? It's just so good.
You are missing a huge part of pop culture. Like, that is...
I don't think so.
No, it's you weird. Really are. Like, it's a big part of life now. You know? Like...
I don't think it is.
No, it is. It is.
It is. It's going to sweep the Emmys, mate. It's done. It's a done
deal.
That
doesn't mean anything. Fucking hell. Everyone wins an Emmy these days. Think of the fucking acting in Ted Lasso. They're cleaning up. How's that happening?
What are they winning? Comedy winning genre. That doesn't count for anything.
But they're winning acting awards. Like, how? Yeah,
acting in a comedy.
But it's not good acting.
But I tell you what, an American pretending to know about football, that is proper funny. I'm not impressed.
I think Ted Lasso.
I'm not impressed with the premise of Ted Lasso. And, you know, here, living in Australia and you, being a massive football fan, people always say, they're like, oh yeah, I bet you love Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
No, not at all. The joke about, like, an American.
Literally.
An American trying to get involved in English football, that was a joke in, like, the 90s. And it stopped being funny by the end of the 90s. I don't understand how it's become this hit show. Rubbish premise.
Yeah, but you're only annoyed because Liverpool aren't in it. That's why, really.
They actually aren't.
No, they're not.
They actually aren't.
Declined to be in it.
Yeah, good.
Classic
absolutely
Liverpool.
Classic Liverpool. Pathetic. Yeah,
I wanted loads of money.
What I will say is, I think Ted Lasso did something quite interesting, which is it you think it's about an American going to play soccer, but then it dug into loads of mental health themes and things that I thought was actually very well explored in the first season. And then it completely loses its way because it's an unsustainable narrative, and I think it's very difficult. And I haven't seen the very final episode yet, but I will say it is time for it to finish.
Yeah.
The biggest thing that in my household here, I watch it with Mel, and they do so many things where I'm just like, that would never happen. What is going on here? Like, they train on their pitch for a start. I'm like, what are they doing? Why are they training on their pitch? And Mel says to me, if you say something... Yeah. Mel keeps saying to me, yes, we know, Len. They don't fucking do any of the stuff that they're saying they're doing. Like... she's like, can you stop saying that? I'm like, it's just annoying.
Oh my God, they've got two goalies.
Yeah. Anyway, John, do you like Ted Lasso? Or
look, it was
bagging on it.
No, I'm not bagging on it. It was an easy watch. Definitely loses its way.
It?
Fuck me. Yeah, I finished it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Shell loved it, you know. She learned about soccer football.
I think for part-time like football fans or people who aren't even football fans at all, I think it's a very accessible show. Like, I think it like really hits that audience. I think it's just when you're a hardcore, passionate fan of clubs like we three are, hardcore, you know.
Ultras.
You know, we're ultras, yeah, you could say that in a way. Yeah.
Smashing Nicaragua.
It's difficult. Hey, Nolan, bomb Nicaragua.
You can't say that.
Hey.
You probably can't. But no, it's okay. It's okay. It's nothing special. It's amazing how successful it's become. I guess part of that was that first season dropped during COVID. And everyone was like, well, this will do.
The other thing I will say, though,
it's not
John,
very good.
They spent so much money on advertising and sponsorship. Like, all the football podcasts, like, were talking about it. And it's like, you obviously don't love this.
Apple, though, innit?
And
Apple exclusive.
Yeah.
For Apple TV.
But yeah, funny what marketing can do. Hey, speaking of marketing... have you been using your internet abroad, John? No, we're not sponsored. But I did. No, I wondered if I might bring a TV show to the table. That I don't know if either of you have seen it, but it has been popular on Netflix. Beef,
EastEnders.
I love Beef. Oh,
you love Beef?
What a show.
I prefer chicken. No, that's not true.
Depends how it's cooked.
That's not true. Lamb. Beef.
Veal.
Which is...
Beefy.
Beef is a 10-part Netflix series. Have you heard of it, John?
Yeah.
Beef?
Yeah.
I have heard of it. I haven't seen it. I don't think many
You'd
people
like
have,
it, John,
have they? It's a bit rare, I've heard.
Oh, come on.
God.
Well done.
What are you talking about? Well done.
Yeah, that joke's very well done. Very well
He's
done.
He's already done... You can't repeat the same gag.
Yeah, but I made it better. His was shit.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Wow.
We'll have a listen back, won't we? But yeah, it's like a... I think it pegs itself as a comedy drama.
It pegs itself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus, fair enough. That's a bit blue. A bit blue, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Straight to DVD.
Good that.
That one as well. So. And... Yeah, I mean, look, basically...
Now, go on, how good is it then? How good is it? How good is it, Gaz? We're going to... I'm grilling you. I'm grilling you.
Yeah, nice.
Sorry, yeah.
just trying to...
No, that's it. They're all done now.
All done? That's not one.
That wasn't me.
I've had my fillet of this. My fillet of this.
Yep,
good.
Good, that one.
Oh, yeah.
Gareth's fucked. Can't be one.
That one wasn't that good. It was just. It was.
Come
it,
on, Sir Lloyd Gareth.
It was get a medium level joke.
Right, hold on. He just went, come on, Sirloin Gareth. What the fuck? That is terrible.
Fucking hell.
Come on, Sirloin Gareth. Fuck me.
Come do one with rum.
Yeah. Jeez, you might as well just said brisket. Come on, really brisket, Gareth. Puns. Let's go. Oh, deary me. What anyway, a rib.
Rib. Just thinking of more steaks. ribeye. What could I do with ribeye?
Cut. Oh. Come on. Cut.
Yeah.
Go, Gaz.
Chop.
Okay.
Chop, chop. Yeah.
See, that's quite good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We finally brought one to the table. Because that's where steak goes.
Come on.
That was all
Can
right.
Can we get on with this, please?
That was all right. okay, so it's just the basic premise is basically these two people who get into a bit of a road rage incident and it just spirals from there with the two of them kind of trying to destroy each other's lives. I will say this. Yep. I was
This is so... a film, isn't it? Like, fucking hell. What was the one with... Ben Affleck and Samuel Jackson. You ever seen that? That's exactly what happens in that film.
Yeah, this is a bit more nuanced than that, though, John. I will give it that.
I,
you know, you got 10 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. And honestly, for I think it feels like it's 10 hours long at times because at about episode 4, I nearly gave up on it. I was like, this is shit. So it's...
Jesus.
The problem with it was, it was... And you know, John, you know how much I hate exposition. It was like, so a guy would get his phone, look at his phone and say, Rosie is messaging me. It's like, we can fucking see that Rosie's messaging you. You don't need to tell us that information. Or he'd call up, he'd say something... And it would be a scheme, and then you'd call his mate and go, as he's walking out of the building where he's just tricked somebody. It was like a church. He's like tricked somebody in a church into letting him do something. And he calls
church.
As he's leaving the church. Not important. And he goes, yeah, they bought it. We're in. The plan is on. It's like, we don't need this.
That makes it sound
right,
shit.
But,
just done a trick.
Yeah.
Tricked him. Sorry, sir. Oh no.
No, don't listen.
But Megan was enjoying it. Kept sort of. I tried to give it up, but
correct.
We got through that kind of the period where it was seriously dragging. But from about episode 6 or 7, it picked up. And it accelerated, and by episode 9, I was like, okay, I will admit this has turned around. It's fucking good. And then episode 10 completely lost me again, and I was like, what a waste of time that was.
Oh, really?
I hated the last episode.
I fucking love the last episode. Mel's like you. She hated the last episode, and I literally said, this is one of the best episodes of television I've seen for a very long time.
He loves
every
this
second
thing.
Day. So good. No, but genuinely, Beef is critically very well received. I mean, I think it falls into that genre that like Korean cinema has had, and I'm not saying this is Korean cinema; it's not. But it's got that vibe to it where it falls in so many genres that you can never put your finger on where it sits. One minute it's a comedy, the next minute it's a bit horrific, the next minute it's a thriller, the next minute it's a bit psychotic. There are genuine changes in trajectory throughout the whole storyline that make it very hard to pinpoint what it is. And then you even get to the end, like you alluded to, Gareth, and I won't spoil it, but you get there and you're like, I did not see this coming.
Really?
You
didn't see that coming?
I did not see this coming. What, the last episode?
I mean, look, fine, the exact, like, setting, fine, maybe not, but you didn't see the general
the whole
gist
the whole
of that.
No, I mean, if I could say out loud what it is, you would say, oh, yeah, that you'd understand how I think. No one could ever have come up with that. But I can't because I don't want to spoil it for people. But no, I really enjoyed Beef. I thought it was one of the best things to come out of Netflix for a while, because Netflix has been on a bit of a shit run, I think, since Stranger Things, which was fantastic and we all loved. But yeah, I think Netflix needed something like Beef to really give it a kick up the ass. Yeah. John, so, you should watch that. You can watch that. That's
the Three Blueberries TV show.
He's wrong, John. You'll like it.
Oh, okay.
You'll like it because it taps into your deep themes of anger and, you know, all that shit. There's a lot of anger
in
it.
I think you'll get annoyed by the same things. You'll get annoyed by the same things that I did. It's, yeah. When it's good, it's really good. Like, when it's good, it's very fucking good. But it's just, it's not that good for enough of its runtime.
Fair enough.
Well, that's enough about Beef. And that's enough in general, I think, unless you boys have got anything else you want to talk about. I think we've mentioned quite a few little things for people to watch. Mm. Mainly, we're just telling John to fucking get off his ass and watch something.
Can you watch
something? Or get on his ass and watch something.
Can you sit down, ass, please?
Can you get on your ass and watch this? I just fucking need to stand lazy up. Fuck.
Why? You sit down, please, sir. You're not going to watch 40 hours of Succession standing up, are you? Yes.
It was like me in the cinema watching Across the Spider-Verse. Can you sit down? Can you sit down, please?
Sir, can you stop cheering? This is the intro.
But this is the best advert I've ever seen.
They're American. And they love cheering in the cinema. They bloody love it.
Well, just to really hammer home the enthusiasm for Len, for our listeners. When Apple launched this ridiculously expensive new product, I saw it and I was like, okay, I can immediately see some of the criticisms, saw the cost, and most of the discourse online was like, Jesus Christ, like what sort of target market do they have? And then in less than 12 hours, get a message from Len. Oh my God, it looks wicked. I'm going to buy it immediately. I'm going to buy two. But, I was like, yeah, of course.
And then I spoke to him about it, and it's just an insight into his mindset. It's like, I was like, yeah, but mate, it's so early. Like, it's not going to be good enough yet. It's so expensive. And he's like, yeah, but in 10 years, everybody's going to be using them. I was like, yeah, wait until then.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, the newest one. He's going to engrave it, isn't he? It's going to be next to his
eyes.
I genuinely think, and this is on record.
I'm going to immediately
now
challenge that. I don't think you do think. I think your heart just goes, okay, yeah, get that now.
No, I genuinely think that this is the most accessible and revolutionary use of the AR system. However, you're right, John, the price is ludicrous. It's $3,500 for this headset. The reason that is because they've pumped millions, tens of millions, maybe even close to a billion into R&D on this thing.
Yeah.
The actual cost is going to come way down in the next few iterations. Same as the iPhone, same as all these other things.
I don't disagree.
Now, but you know what I am?
Early adopter.
I'm an early adopter. And I have to have the technology. I have to see the stepping stones of how we get to these places. And you can't get to this future that everyone envisions without having these iterations. It just doesn't go from to the best thing straight away. You have to have these baby steps.
I
like
agree.
Having
yes.
the baby steps. I like to walk like a baby with these steps to get to the end product. So I will be shelling out probably $10,000-$15,000 over the next 10 years on these products.
Definitely more than
okay?
that. But yeah. Bearing in mind the first
and
one.
If you would like to give me money,
you
can go to patreon.com.
I mean, to be fair, he has just gone. Yeah. They've put in tens of millions, maybe even billions. There's a big gap in there, mate. Yeah. Forgot about hundreds of millions.
Hey, I'm not a finance guy.
Yeah, thanks.
I don't know
fuck.
What the numbers
imagine
say,
you being someone's
Mr.
accountant.
Brainiac.
It says you owe $10. Is that $10? Oh, no, $10 million, it says. Well, why are you telling me this now? How's that happened?
I'm telling you, over the next few years, I'm going to spend $10 to $15 on these products.
Well, what I will say is maybe we'll do podcasts in the future all wearing these fucking headsets, you know, and then we can all be in the same room as each other. But we wouldn't need to do that because John's moving here, as we've discussed, and therefore there's no need for virtual reality, yeah?
So there you go.
Unless John wants to use it for that other thing, which he doesn't like to talk about on podcasts, but it's fine.
Striking Vipers. Is that what it was called?
Yes, your very own Striking Vipers. Speaking of which, Black Mirror comes out this
Black
week.
Black Mirror's
That's
coming back.
Interesting.
Yeah. Did you see what's his face? Charlie.
Brooker, yeah.
He was saying that I think it was him, certainly one of the writers or creators, was saying they got GPT to write an episode of Black Mirror.
Yeah, I saw
that.
They said
it was rubbish.
Yeah. I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can imagine it would be, because it's still in its infancy, but anyone who thinks that AI isn't the future is wrong. So get on board or, you know, it will enslave you, basically. So, yeah. And I, for one, welcome our AI overlords. So,
yeah, very good. Very good. Should we do overrated, underrated?
Right. Oh, have you got one?
Oh, you want to do one of those, do you?
No.
You got one?
I could probably come up with one.
I reckon John is overrated.
Overrated.
Have you seen?
Oh, God.
No, can we cue the music, please?
Hey, have you seen Ghostbusters 2? Do you think it's underrated? Hey, have you seen Ghostbusters 2? Do you think it's overrated? That's the segment here for you now. It's underrated, overrated, yeah. Okay, go on then, John.
Would you want overrated or underrated?
Underrated first.
I mean, I haven't got one. I'll just Google.
Fucking
just
think.
Googling it.
Yeah,
do you know what?
Most.
No, do you know what? This has been a frustration of mine, actually, recently. And the only reason I'm thinking about it now is I saw an article about Uranus. And they put a clever title to make it sound rude. You know, classic, isn't it? But underrated.
Yeah.
I'm going to say
Neptune. It's way better. It's fucking way better than Uranus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, like the space race in general. It annoys me how uninterested people seem to be in these articles where we're talking about a satellite. Like, think of like Voyager. Like, more people sit there and know more about Love Island than they do Voyager and Voyager 2. It's very frustrating.
I agree.
Because I could sit there for hours and look at some of the kind of exploration and blah, blah, blah that we do as a human race.
Do you know?
So I'm
going to
say underrated. Go on.
There's a very good show, Gareth, that you should watch on Apple TV called For All Mankind, and it's very good. Very, very good. It's about the space race, and it's about if Russia landed on the moon first and how history changes from that point. It's fucking awesome. There's 3 seasons. The 4th season is almost wrapped production, and it's really good. So check it out if you love that sort of stuff. It's alternate history, space race, and it's how the space race basically... You know, it sort of finished when America basically got to the moon. But this is because they lost, there's this constant competition that's been going on for decades. And their space travel in like the 90s is where ours is now. Because they're so advanced. It's fucking brilliant.
It's the best
Check
thing
it
you've
out.
Seen all week. But...
all year.
I'm going to give you a quick hypothesis on why people like Love Island more than space. It's because space is scary and unfathomable.
Fit birds.
And Love Island is a fantasy we can all imagine, but space is scary. It's once you start thinking about it, it sort of does blow your mind.
So the funny thing here, so I really like Brian Cox, obviously very
not the
good at articulating. Not the Succession Brian Cox, the astrophysicist Brian
space fella.
Cox. Yeah, space fella. And he is very good at articulating sort of the vastness of the universe and trying to make it quantifiable for our brains and all these concepts. But I was on a drive home maybe 2 weeks ago, and I've listened to a few podcasts with him on it, and he was just talking about, you know, the vastness of space and the possible theory that the universe is infinite, and
who
honestly,
did he think was going to win Love Island?
How we're all yeah, true, and how we're all made of stars, because carbon only comes from the death of a star. So we are all literally made of stardust, being carbon-based organisms, which is very interesting. But then I just, you know, when you're like driving and you sort of zone out and you just sort of like you're driving, I was having like an existential crisis in the car. I was like, what is the point of everything? You know what I mean? I was having that moment in the car.
I love ending the podcast whilst driving. Like this.
And then, yeah, and I was terrified. I was like, I was engulfed by this huge anxiety. It was fucking bizarre. And then I had to stop listening.
Well, maybe
to
that
it.
Is what it is. So, that is what know, it that's is. That's what Gaz is saying. Yeah.
Yeah. It is anxiety inducing is exactly what it is when you. Yeah.
I had like a panic attack.
Well, even more
way,
so.
But not that serious.
Like, so this Amazing Astronomy, which is the Twitter page. So just before this this pod, just flicking through, and the title of this tweet is Uranus has suffered a pounding so hard that it got titled. So, yeah, little bit of
naughty,
little bit of banter there as well in space.
Hell. It's very
good
cheeky.
Banter.
Yeah, I like that.
Strong.
You should get on YouTube as well. There's like videos of the sound of Saturn, like what it actually sounds like on Saturn. That's fucking nuts. That is nuts that exists.
Okay, overrated then. John.
Maybe we can insert the space sound of Saturn into this podcast.
To be fair, probably overrated. It's not as good as you think.
Yeah, that is definitely overrated. Overrated. I mean, it's not that I can't think of anything. I genuinely think most things are overrated.
I reckon
to be honest.
Beef.
Oh, come on. I'm not talking about football. No, look, our viewers, our listeners, of which most of them are in North America, maybe we like the Denver Nuggets.
Nuggets.
Yeah? They've obviously just won. Yeah, the Nuggies.
They just won the NBA. First ever championship.
Yeah, good on them. Well done, anyone listening.
It's good that.
It's a Denver fan. Good on you.
Playing the basketball.
That's overrated. Basketball is overrated. Not as bad as American football, honestly. The NFL is the most overrated thing I've ever seen in my life. It's so stop-start and boring that I get that
this
they might watch.
To alienate the listeners.
No, we've stopped talking about aliens. That was the underrated.
Yeah, good. Good that.
No, yeah. NFL is going to take a pounding here from me. It's just so. I think it's just so American, isn't it? And I think anyone that is an American that watches the NFL and enjoys it, of which there will be plenty of British listeners here, you're lying, aren't you? You're just pretending because it's cool.
I quite like it.
It's not good. It isn't good.
I quite like it.
No, you don't.
I will say that I don't go out of my way to watch it, but what I do, if it's on, because it's a good time here in Australia, it's a good time here in Australia to watch it. I love having sports on all day. So I watch a lot of AFL here now, have it on all day on the TV. Cricket, love it because it's on all day and I can just do loads of different tasks and keep watching it in the background and whatnot. And that is why the NFL is good.
No, but at least with cricket,
because it is on
there's
for a
like,
long time,
you know,
and I can do loads of chores.
Yeah, but at least with cricket, it's like everyone goes, right, I mean, it's 5 days and it could end up being a draw and it is shit. It is shit. It is quite boring. But like, no
cricket,
one's trying to make cricket sexy.
Me.
No one.
What do you mean?
You know,
you
I don't
mean?
Care.
The IPL,
you know,
2020. IPL. Like, that's exactly why they've exist. Why they exist.
I'm talking about I'm talking about Test cricket.
He's about Tests. Yeah.
So no one is trying to make that sexy. Like they do England versus
Ian Bell
Australia
gave it a good
for
go,
the Ashes.
Didn't he?
That's like the Ian Belland. Yeah. But if he's listening to this, I'm only joking. I'm turning your name into a rude word. That's not how I feel about you as a person. NFL, bang, overrated. Massively.
Wow. John's views do not grow as old as the podcast.
If that sport was played in Algeria, no one would watch it. It's just, it's Americanized. It's like, oh, man. And the sponsor of this plea is, so what the fuck? Honestly. Probably Apple. The new Apple eye goggles. They've sponsored that.
Who was going to buy that?
That last sacking was sponsored by Reebok. It's off. Go away.
Are you rehearsing for like a reverse Ted Lasso? It's like,
yes. Oh my God.
Yeah, get stuck in, mate. Get stuck in.
Yeah.
Oh, he's dead.
Yeah.
You know.
He's the kicker.
No, look, we're going to practice without pads, right? Because it's what we would do in England.
This guy's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know about his methods, man.
Well, you can't get relegated. So, you know.
What's the worst that could
happen? No, you can't. No.
Yeah.
What is the worst that could happen? Yeah. Anyway, that's it. It's been a lot of nonsense towards the end of this podcast, but it's been funny. And now we all know that John has...
John hates Americans.
...declared his hatred for the NFL.
Look, underrated, space exploration mental. And the James Webb telescope. Overrated.
Yeah.
You know, American commercialization of sport, which is topped by the NFL. Very overrated.
There you go. And you've heard it here first, our lovely American listeners. But yeah, it's been lovely to chat to
what
you
a
boys
jerk.
On another 60 minutes.
You're allowed to disagree. I'm sure there'll be loads of people that would be pissed off with that. Oh, I don't care.
Always disagree.
Tell
mate,
us,
yeah.
what's your least favourite state?
Yeah, go on.
Really
get into them. This is your least. There's 50 of them, John. So, which is your least favorite?
Probably one of the Dakotas, to be honest.
South or I like.
I'm
South
from
Dakota.
South
that
London,
South Dakota.
So let's go North Dakota.
Oh fuck!
My favorite state would be.
Go on.
Nah, do you know
probably
what?
Probably be Arizona. Or
Arizona.
I don't get one.
Why would he pick Arizona?
Yeah,
I don't know. Just look at him. He looks like a little desert boy.
Okay.
Canyon man.
Canyon man.
Canyon isn't, man. Isn't North Dakota where Mount
Canyon
Rushmore
man
is?
The other day?
Or is that
rubbish.
South Dakota?
South Dakota, I think.
Who cares?
American people are screaming at this podcast what? Right now. These
fucking slime ball.
My point is, whichever one has Mount Rushmore, that can't be your least favourite state.
Yeah.
No, I've said
Ryan
it.
And Gareth, what's your least favourite state? Least favorite.
I'm just going to pick one that has hardly anyone in it. So let's go with Vermont.
Rhode Island. I'll go with Rhode Island, even smaller. That way we can offend the
smaller,
least
bigger,
people.
Bigger population.
Though, I will tell you
bigger
now.
Population in Rhode Island. So.
Vermont and Rhode Island are
beautiful,
fucking
yeah.
beautiful. Oh my God.
It's absolutely not my least
so
favorite.
So beautiful, especially around the autumn time.
There's
no,
not that many
but we
people.
Just we want to offend the least amount of people. But yeah, we are, secretly, I love them all. I love America. And I can't wait to play NFL in Len Lasso season one.
It would be called Len Top Hat.
All right.
It'd have to be like an English thing.
Yeah.
Len Top Hat. Good that. Yeah, all right. This has been enough nonsense. This has been 60 Minutes to Midnight. We apologise for the lack of publishing, but as I said, lots going on, lots in the pipeline, lots to discuss.
You're
going to
apologise about
we'll
the quality of
the
podcast
month.
Then? So we've never apologised for that
well,
before.
Sorry, this
that
was a
well,
load of fucking
we should.
Shit.
We really should.
But there's more of it coming.
But we'll be back hopefully in the next month, and hopefully John will have actually seen something, like Oppenheimer and Across the Spider-Verse and Barbie, perhaps, as well as Succession. So, yes. Thank you to my fellow Minutemen and good night, everybody.
Good night. Sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite.